friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at the conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day 13, sealed with the name of the Lamb, Revelation 14:1. Let's pray together. Thank you, O Lord, for your amazing love for us, that step by step you assure our future, and guide us, and guard us, and protect us. Open our hearts as we open your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Revelation 13 traces the rise of the Antichrist, the beast rising out of the sea, and the false prophet, the beast rising out of the earth. Together they make war on God's people and control world economies, shutting out the believers. I'm reading from Revelation 13, 16 to 17. The false prophet causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or on the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. But the command of the false prophet does not go unchallenged, for in the next chapter we read, Revelation 14:1, Then I looked, and behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him 144,000, who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. For the next several days, we're going to meditate on these 144,000 and their relation to the Lamb. Today, we need to unpack Mount Zion. Who are the 144,000, and the name on their foreheads, and then apply that to our lives. Stay with me. This is complicated. First, let's look at Mount Zion in our passage. Originally, Zion is the name of the Jebusite fortress in Jerusalem that David conquers. He calls it the City of David and moves his capital here from Hebron. Later, David brings the Ark to Zion and places it in a tent he has pitched for it. And Solomon builds the temple here. So God, represented by the ark as his throne, now dwells here. Jerusalem is not only David's capital, it is Yahweh's earthly capital as well. Psalm 19:11, Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Psalm 50, verse 2. Psalm 134, 2 and 3, Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. Psalm 48, Jerusalem is called the city of our God, the city of the great King. In the period between the Old Testament and the New Testament, Zion emerges as the eschatological capital from which God will rule in the last days. And by New Testament times, Zion has also become a symbol of the redeemed people of God themselves as the residents of the city of God. Hebrews chapter 12, 22-23. You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. Jerusalem is idealized in the book of Revelation as the city four square, a cube, 12,000 stadia, about 1,380 miles or 2,220 kilometers on each side, with pearl gates and golden streets. This glorious city then descends to earth, Revelation 21:21, And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The holy city is the bride, the people of the Lamb. So Zion is the ultimate symbol of God being with his people, Emmanuel. I don't mean to confuse you, though I'm sure I have, but by the time we get to Revelation, Zion and Mount Zion do not refer to an ancient Davidic stronghold, nor even an earthly city in Judah, but a heavenly city where God dwells, populated by angels and God's people. So when our passage reads, Behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, it is not clear whether John is speaking literally or figuratively. I think it's figurative, but we just don't know. We do know that the Lamb is standing in the presence of God with the people of God. Revelation 14:1. Then I looked, and behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. The victorious Lamb is standing in Yahweh's capital with the 144,000 who are mentioned here and in Revelation 7, 4-8. Who are they? We begin by asking, is 144,000 a literal number? The answer is no. The Jehovah's Witnesses once thought that their movement constituted the 144,000 taken literally, until their movement outgrew that number. This is clearly a figurative number, 12 times 12 times 1,000. 12, of course, represents the number of tribes of Israel and later the apostles. 1,000 is the way the Greek language expressed a very large number, much as we might say, I wouldn't do that for $1 million. Specifically, the 144,000 are said to be 12,000 from every tribe of the sons of Israel. Some see them as Jewish. I see them as representing the whole people of God, the true Israel, throughout the ages. In Revelation 14, 1-5, we are told that they have been redeemed from the earth. Moreover, they are male virgins who follow the Lamb, the first fruits, truthful and blameless. We'll talk more about what this might mean in our devotions over the next couple of days. We need to put together one more piece of the puzzle to understand our passage. In the previous chapter, we read that the false prophet had marked everyone else with the mark of the beast on their right hand or forehead, enabling them to buy or sell in the Antichrist's economy. By contrast, as more plagues are sent upon the earth, God's people have been sealed. Revelation 7:4. Sealed is sphragizo, which refers to placing an official seal on something, to mark with a seal as a means of identification, mark, seal. This mark of ownership indicates that the protection of the owner extends to the person so sealed. So the plagues of Revelation harm only those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads, Revelation 9:4. So, as we come to our passage in Revelation 14:1, the Antichrist people bear the mark of the beast, while the Lamb's people bear God's seal. Now our passage begins to make some sense. These 144,000 have the Lamb's name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. The Antichrist marks his people with the number of his name, 666. By contrast, we disciples have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. It is our mark, our identifier. We bear on our faces the name of the Father and of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are His. Is it a visible mark? Probably not. But it is a clear spiritual identification. Don't touch this one. He or she is mine. Paul writes, Ephesians 1:13, in him you also were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Rejoice, believer, that you have been bought with a price, the precious blood of the Lamb, and are marked with his mark, his name upon your forehead, and stand with this Lamb on Mount Zion, free and powerful in him, as he wraps up his plan for our world. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for putting the Lamb's name upon us, sealing us forever by your Holy Spirit as yours and yours only. Thank you for counting us so valuable that you purchased us by the precious blood of the Lamb and then protect us until that final day. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The day 13 meditation is from Revelation 14:1. What is the significance of the Lamb standing on Mount Zion? Who are these 144,000 people with him? What is the significance of the Lamb's and the Father's names written on their foreheads? Hey friends, it is the Lord's Day every day. Go out and live for him this day. Amen.